In her complaint and letter of resignation filed Monday, Elena Molloy says she has, quote, endured repeated sexual harassment and retaliation, unquote, by her supervisor and other city officials.
Fairbanks Police Department just lost one of its best detectives because of the dysfunction and the lack of any kind of accountability between the department and the mayor and city council.
Jim Davis is Molloy's attorney, and he says she was the department's senior detective and longest-serving woman officer who,
after complaining about sexual harassment and gender discrimination, was sidelined and was ostracized by all of the male commanders there at the department and the mayor and the mayor's staff.
Chief Ron Dupuy denies Molloy's allegations. He said in a prepared statement the city released Monday afternoon that Molloy's resignation letter contains, quote, many gross misrepresentations and outright falsehoods. He added, quote, we look forward to bringing forward all of the facts, circumstances, and truths in court. Molloy says the harassment began just over 2 years ago when her supervisor, Lieutenant Matt Soden, asked fellow detective Avery Thompson about Molloy's sex life. The complaint says Soden told Thompson that if he and Molloy were in a relationship, it would, quote, result in changes in the unit, unquote, apparently in the form of one or both of them being transferred. After Thompson told Molloy about his conversation with Soden, she met with him and complained about him asking about her sex life. The complaint goes on to say that Soden later told Molloy that she must notify him when she was going to be away on weekends and who she would be with. He told her that she must inform him when she and Thompson would both be unavailable for work. Molloy says she was subjected to that and other mistreatment, including unfair discipline and gossip, all of which the complaint says was, quote, because of her gender, as male colleagues were not subjected to the same scrutiny and harassment, unquote.
They had a relationship, but I assume Lieutenant Soden has had a relationship in his life, and I doubt any female officers asked him or the mayor or the chief or the lieutenant chief, who are you sleeping with this weekend?
When Molloy filed a complaint in June 2019 about the harassment with the city's human resources director, she was assured it would all stop. But she says instead she was subjected to, quote, increasing hostility.
Even after asking the human resources department to assist, they did absolutely nothing except pay lip service to her request.
The 17-page complaint filed Monday outlines other instances of unfair treatment that led to her resignation effective Monday. The complaint also implicates Chief Dupuy, who she says improperly intervened in the harassment complaint and contributed to what she called the department's overall dysfunction. The complaint asks the court to grant her actual and compensatory damages and asks the judge to require the city to pay for litigation, including lawyer's fees. Molloy's resignation is the latest of several controversies to engulf the Fairbanks Police Department in recent years. It follows allegations of excessive force used by officers, especially when arresting Native Alaskans and other people of color. Frequent turnover in police chiefs also has roiled the department, beginning with the resignation of Chief Randall Aragon in 2017 over allegations of wrongdoing involving his private security business. Chief Eric Jukes, who succeeded Aragon, served until mid-2019 when Anchorage Police Lieutenant Nancy Reeder was hired, but she resigned after a year on the job for what she says were personal reasons. Reeder was followed by Dupuy, who was hired in February. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.